Welcome to Channel Chat, Search Networkingchannel.com's weekly news podcast for the week ending May 8th, 2009. This is Elaine Hom, Associate Editor.
And Rivka Little, Site Editor.
Today's podcast is part one of a two-part series with Barbara Spiechek, Brocade's Vice President of Global Channels. Thanks for joining us, Barbara.
Hello, and thanks for inviting me to do this podcast.
Barbara, Brocade touts its ability to offer end-to-end networking technology. Are enterprises ready to buy everything from one vendor?
Brocade's ability to offer end-to-end networking technology is basically very much driven by needs in the data center. It's themes like server virtualization and consolidation, the constant needs, you know, for more cost reduction and compliance reglementation that really drives the convergence in the data center. So I think there is really a need for an encompassing architecture that offers end-to-end technology in the data center. However, that being said, Brocade is really a strong believer in best-of-class technology through partnerships. So we've been excelling, I would say, in the industry by offering technology and architecture to the industry, but at the same time utilizing our partners to do this. So we don't fundamentally believe that everything has to be coming out of one single vendor. We really believe that we have to be the enabler, you know, and the provider of the technology for our partners to go and develop around a unified networking architecture. So different to our competitors, we really believe that we have to be an enabler rather than locking partners and end users into just our Brocade technology. So it's the partnership principle that we've really been driving throughout the years of our existence.
Are enterprises internally streamlining the way they buy these technologies instead of making buying decisions in different departments?
And I wouldn't really call it streamlining. I would really also call it converging, because as the data center and the networking side are moving together, it really is a need not only within the enterprise customers, it's a need within the business partners, because most business partners will have a networking and a data center BU. It goes through our OEMs, which are really driving to streamlining and converging. The way I see it happening over the short term is really that most people will be forming expertise groups rather than completely streamlining, and have those overlay teams really help the teams in existence. I still think that you're going to have separate teams that really will be needing their expertise over the next couple of months. On the long term, you will probably see those convergence even on the human side, but I don't see that the departments will be integrating right now. What we've seen, though, is I think what you will see happening in the industry is you will see the first consolidation and convergence, especially in purchasing. So what we've seen is that large enterprises will actually start purchasing their entire end-to-end gear. And I think within this, there lies a huge opportunity for our business partners, because a enterprise will be looking at a business partner to provide, again, best-in-breed product. And I hate to say it again, but probably not a vendor lock-in, but, you know, we'll be looking at the business partners to combine the best product lines for them to acquire.
Is the goal of the Brocade channel ultimately to enable all partners to sell end-to-end?
Well, enablement in general is a huge focus for Brocade. I mean, we've been industry recognized for our training and certification, and we actually get top ranked in terms of certification. The enablement is actually going to be a key focus of the new partner program we are launching. And unlike some of the other vendors, what we're trying to do also in the new partner program we launch is to make it very affordable and easy for the partners to get enabled. So what you will see coming along with the Brocade Partner Program will be quite a lot of free certification for specific partners. We will enable certification and training through MDF dollars used, and we will roll out a complete sales and technical training roadshow to our partners. So to get back to your question, you know, do we want to go and enable all partners? We want to make enablement for end-to-end, really networking and data center, available to all of our partners. However, back to the question before, I can still see that there's going to be a lot of specialization even on the partner side, and we want to leave the partners the choice whether they want to go full end-to-end offering or whether they like to potentially specialize and stay on the data center side or stay on the LAN side. So the answer is yes, we want to enable the partners, but we want to enable them again as to their needs and as to the specialization they will choose. So we are a strong believer in freedom of choice and best of breed offerings.
You said in your blog that you spent time at Brocade's recent channel conference listening to the partners and their challenges. What did they have to say?
A lot of what they're looking for is really also a direction of where they should be going and where they should be putting their investment and resources. The choice of whether they go the full end-to-end way, so meaning, in other words, whether they will qualify and certify and gear their entire company to look at the whole scope of end-to-end networking, or whether they stay within their specialization, is something that's top of their minds. I think we are at a tectonic shift in the industry where they really need to make their decisions. What technology will I go for? What vendor will I play with? You know, what is the general direction of the company? So a lot of partners ask me that question. The other thing they definitely came up with is the thing in trust and partnership. So what I found interesting enough coming out of the classic Brocade side, I found that within the IP world there is more distrust and less loyalty in partnership, I would say. And what partners are looking for is really somebody they can trust and have a good relationship with. One key focus, coming back there, was the profitability aspect. So a lot of partners were really sick and tired about, single-digit margin business and just not having the best of partnership. So the last thing I heard was constantly that execution is really key as well. A lot of vendors, they put down their nice PowerPoint slides and then they produce programs on slides and nice concepts. But as they would say in English, the proof of the pudding lies in the eating. So it's all about execution and coming up with the proof points. So the good news is that what we are designing in terms of a partner program with Brocade is my themes are really that it's all about quality of partnership. We want to make sure we come out with something that's very selective, that's very qualitative, that's differentiated, and quite frankly want to introduce points to the program that make sure that partners will get back their profitability. And that was by far, one of the top concerns they kept on raising.
Brocade has already taken on Cisco boldly in the media. Is the Cisco channel the main threat to the Brocade channel, or are there other fish to fry?
Well, that's actually an interesting question, to say, is that the key target market? Because if you look at how over-distributed Cisco is, and one of the major complaints from partners is the sheer number of partners they have out there. So it's very difficult if you want to do partner recruitment not, to be facing Cisco channel partners. Clearly, and with the themes of what we want to go out and offer in our partner model, we will really focus on partners that also want to engage with us. So we're not going to go out and try to break down the Cisco, core partnerships. There will be a lot of dependencies and long-term partnerships that are in existence with Cisco, and we have no intention to break those. We are clearly trying to attract partners that are looking for an alternative. We had a lot of industry recognition because Brocade now is the only Cisco alternative in the market in terms of an end-to-end player. We believe the market is ready. We had very, very good feedback from partners that actually came out and talked to us, not only in the Cisco world, because the IP space obviously is much wider than just this. And, it's interesting, you're saying it's the biggest threat to Brocade the Cisco channel. I would say it's the other way around. Actually, we are more the underdog coming from a lower share position, so I think we're representing a bigger threat. And then I don't like the word, is there fish to fry, because I like to look at it from a different perspective than channel partners being fish to fry for us. I look at them as we being a good partner that brings something to the table that hopefully provides opportunity to them. So the program is going to be really more inviting than it's going to be that we'd be going out hunting.
And this has been part one of our two-part podcast with Barbara Spiechek, Brocade's Vice President of Global Channels. Be sure to tune in next week for part two. And this has been this week's edition of Channel Chat. Be sure to use searchnetworkingchannel.com for all of your networking channel professional needs. This has been Elaine Hom.
And Rivka Little.
And thanks for joining us.